The Bartlesville City Council approved allocating up to $50,000 for a system to assist helping organizations in the community and homeless citizens to connect with resources, but not without opposition or concern from two political parties. The allocation would allow the city to establish an account with Charity Tracker, a cloud-based software company that connects case management and human service organizations in the community to help unsheltered citizens to resources without duplicating services. The city's account would allow Bartlesville nonprofits to join Charity Tracker if they wish to, in a hope of better streamlining of data and services. It would also establish a website so that the public can see the services offered to those in need. However, Washington County Republican Party Vice President Sarah Burnett addressed the council with opposition to government funding a system for nonprofits.
When government tries to solve problems that the church and private citizens should be solving, it creates a bloated, inefficient system that creates more burden on taxpayers. In turn, citizens become less involved and give away their citizen responsibility, creating a citizenry that doesn't protect and look out for each other. Government should not fund public-private partnerships. This creates favoring one organization or solution over another.
Washington County Democratic Party Chair Angela Utley says she's concerned over whether or not homeless citizens can opt out of their information being used in the software and if the nonprofits actually want to use the system. She requested the council to delay a decision on the allocation.
This should be a delayed vote to find out if the agencies in Washington County would actually use the software that you're wanting to purchase. What would that look like? Perhaps we can hear from some of these agencies, and if there's an option for the client to opt out of their information being tracked, is that a possibility?
Ward 4 Councilmember Aaron Kirkpatrick, who chairs the city's Unsheltered Homeless Task Force, says there's been misinformation shared about the city's role in establishing the Charity Tracker account. He says the city would just establish the account that would allow for multiple nonprofits to join and share resources, but only if they want to.
We are not infusing any cash to any nonprofit organization. That is not what we're recommending doing. We're not creating a grant here that people will apply for. The city will just purchase the site license, essentially, and then the helping organizations in our community can sign up and create accounts for their organization under our umbrella. We'll not be giving a single dollar to any of our helping organizations. We're not sending any of that money to them.
The contract with Charity Tracker will come forward at a future meeting so that the council can read the terms to alleviate concerns. Kirkpatrick says the initial allocation basically serves as a place setter for nonprofits to show the city's commitment.
One of the things that I want to make sure when we get to the helping organization summit is that we can say confidently that we have the ability to do this, and we can equip you with this resource, right? We may be still figuring out exactly how much it costs, but this is something that we are doing to help you with that. To get there, we're going to have some pretty firm agreements with Charity Tracker to have those kind of things, those flywheels turning.
The Helping Organization Summit is scheduled for October the 22nd at Tri-County Tech. Reporting from City Hall, I'm Nathan Thompson, Bartlesville Radio News.